Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car? Time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park. Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up, you and me. We never, ever, ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought. Undressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
The All-American Half-Pound. Big pure beef patty. Lettuce, tomato.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
I must admit, I do get a certain perverse pleasure out of it.
So I was like, oh, maybe I'll play some other songs and mix it up a little bit. But I'm like, you know what, though? I just love Guilty Pleasure songs. Like, the songs that everyone knows all the words to, but you're like, oh, it's not good music. Oh, it's not credible. Well, you know, I say screw that. My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
curtains up as if the show is a little more steamier.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. This evening, our theme is called Guilty Pleasures, specifically my guilty pleasures. I'm going to be playing you songs that I think are all 100% rocking, even if they're Celtic or bluegrass. And hopefully this show is going to be like a super concentrated burst of flavor, like you get in those tubes of sun-dried tomato paste, where they claim to pack the taste of two dozen tomatoes into a tiny 2-ounce tube. So, this theme was actually inspired by one of my favorite WMFO DJs ever, Helter Skelter Annie Ross, who did a show called Helter Skelter and was WMFO's general manager in 2006 and 2007. An incredible dynamo of energy. And she also, well, overcame a number of issues, including having some rather significant hearing loss. As she used to kind of joke, she was the deaf girl who ran the radio station. But yes, an amazing person, and one of the few, compared to all of the WMFO DJs who have ever been, one of the few WMFO DJs who I honor in my show intros. And you heard her talking in this particular intro about her guilty pleasure songs. Oh, yeah. So, let's see. This evening, we began the show with a Japanese power pop duo, Puffy AmiYumi, and their song, Asia No Junshine. And that song is just so well-polished and commercially sweet, like a box of chocolates, ready to be ripped open and eaten. And backing me up right now is the Ned Nash Orchestra, who I suspect is really just one guy named Ned Nash and his synthesizers. And the album is The Greatest Western Movie Songs, Movie Themes. And this is, of course, The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. So get ready for an incredibly high-energy show this evening. And, well, we're going to start off the next set with another Japanese band, of course, because this is a Plastic Sushi sound collage, as opposed to a Tears of the Gods, where we go deep and have one or more featured artists for you, or features, as opposed to the Plastic Sushi, where we're constantly genre jumping. And up next is the sadistic Mika Band, who had this incredibly big hit for them in the 1970s, although ironically it was biggest for them in England. And, well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with the sadistic Mika Band and Time Machine Onegai. Only here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. WMFO. Meant for Boston.
one yet. government needs you.
Well, it's good to be wanted, sir.
Oh, and wouldn't you know it, I have a whole bag of chips over there to play with that we haven't explored yet.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around, whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound.
Of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
I know what will pick up my spirits
because that is really what's going to be needed right now at this point. And, you know, really at this point, only one thing could really do it. And that's the little mermaid with Under the Sea.
Thank God, Annie.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
Let's hear some music!
Turn those frowns upside down. And I got just the thing for that. We call it Doobie Snacks.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you. And if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration. But in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
right here on that genre jumping sound collage formula we call a plastic sushi. I'm bringing you a whole bunch of guilty pleasure songs. My guilty pleasure songs, as well as some guilty pleasure songs from Annie Ross, one of WMFO's greatest general managers and most fun DJs, I think, who served here way back in 2006 and 2007. And she used to play guilty pleasure songs on a roll, yeah. We started off that set with the Japanese band, the Sadistic Mika Band, and Time Machine Onegai. And then a song going out to DJ Chris Major, a Strike the Box here on alternating Thursdays from noon until 2 p.m. Girl You Want. Originally on Freedom of Choice. And then we heard from Donna Summer, the Rolo and Sister Bliss Monster remix with a plastic sushi twist on it. And then Johnny Cash, The Man Comes Around. And, you know, why is that one of my guilty pleasure songs? I don't know. It's all about God and Judgment Day, which I certainly don't believe in. But on the other hand, there's something in there, particularly his voice at that point, and the notion that he's talking about with there being a judge, that I think really resonates in us human beings, even if ultimately it's an absolute falsehood. And then we heard from Color Box and Hot Doggy. And boy, did they make sound collages when they were active from 1982 until 1987. But they got shut down by copyright holders who didn't find much from their fair use argument and sued them out of business, basically. And then we wrapped up that set with what's now a vintage public service message from Mass Can, but one that's still just as relevant. Yes, the recreational use of marijuana has been legalized here in Massachusetts, but our legislators are trying everything they can to change that, to go backwards. And, well, you know, some of us are mad as hell about that. And we're civilly protesting. Last couple of weeks, I've been over to Beacon Hill and protesting on the front steps twice. And earlier, I think, in March as well. The fight's not over. And specifically, the advice about, well, not being polite to police officers, that's just good sense. So, another thing, that I wanted to mention is that on the weekend of August 11th and 13th, so the 11th, 12th, and 13th, the 10th annual Boston Green Fest is going to be taking place. It's fun. It's free. It's for everyone. It's got live music and dance and exhibits. There's a fashion show, movie screenings, and great food. And it's innovative, it's eco-friendly, and it's multicultural. So that's going to be taking place at City Hall Plaza and Faneuil Hall. And you can learn more about it by going to bostongreenfest.org on the web. Yes, the weekend of August 11th through the 13th. BostonGreenFest.org. Backing me up right now is Billy May and his version of Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. I love that portmanteau, that gliding, that sliding and gliding. So let's continue on with your Friday night sound collage party. And in the next set, I'm particularly going to be mixing in some clips from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which was one of Annie Ross's favorites. And, well, there sure are a lot of great audio clips available for sampling inside that movie. And I'm also going to have some more clips from Annie Ross. And well, yeah, some more clips from who knows where. All that and more in the next set that's going to start off with some Cyndi Lauper. And we're going to genre jump over to some hardcore electronica with the Crystal Method. And then some high-energy Celtic music. Go through something a little soft and incredibly heartfelt from Jill Scott. And then, well, some AC/DC. In a way that really fits.
Now she was doing the thing he wanted her to do most of all.
Oh, Force it to be, you know, deep the way looking in your eyes just changes my whole perspective.
Nothing is more beautiful than loving you, holding you, being next to you, kissing your lips, taking my time with you. Nothing is more beautiful than loving you.
I can't break the habit. You know what I mean?
You're such a bad boy.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, we are celebrating guilty pleasures of all sorts. We began that set with Cyndi Lauper and She Bop, which was on the PMRC's Filthy 15, the Parents Musical Resource Center, which was an organization founded by Tipper Gore, wife of Senator Al Gore. Tipper Gore and a bunch of other Washington wives who thought that one of the problems in society at the time was that music was so shocking that lyrics talked about things they didn't want young people to know about, like masturbation, which is what She Bop is all about. And so, yes, they formed this group called the Parents Musical Resource Center, basically to censor music. And they thought they were doing good. I think they were doing evil. So did a bunch of other people, like Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys. And you know, doing something like that promoted an awful lot of ill will, I'd say, towards Al Gore. And, well, we followed that with the Crystal Method and High Roller off of their perfect album, Vegas. And that song took me a while to figure out what was going on with that. It includes audio clips from the Apollo 8 mission, which left Earth's orbit and around Christmas time, 1968, made a trip around the moon as a kind of warm-up to actually landing there, which was Apollo 11. And they took this picture of the Earth coming up over the moon, Earthrise, that had a profound effect on the ecology movement. And for a lot of people, seeing Earth over the desolation of the moon coming up, wow, yeah, Earthrise. And yeah, the not quite lyrics in those songs. This transmission is coming to you. And then we followed that with a Celtic song, Ciarán Omanaí and Dermot McLaughlin, Long Hail Castle, from The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. And then an incredibly heartfelt song by Jill Scott, Nothing Interlude, from Beautifully Human Words and Sounds, Volume 2. And I was first turned on to Jill Scott by a WMFO DJ whose name I can't quite recall. But I'm so grateful for that. And, you know, that particular piece with a young woman expressing her love for her lover, and just so heartfelt. So what could I do than be other than the bad boy that I am, and segue into AC/DC's Giving the Dog a Bone to begin and end that set with, well, one thing. It leads to another that some people always have on their mind. So this right now, backing me up, is the Penguin Cafe Orchestra and Numbers. And a song that, a piece that, that affects me. Yes, I think so. Every time I hear it, a little chills going up and down my spine for reasons I can't quite express. Well, let's get back to some more guilty pleasures here on WMFO in Medford. And here's a song that I composed and I played the guitars on and I programmed the percussion and the synthesizers, the whole shebang, except for the audio clips. One of them's from my friend Angular, who was recalling a time that he took some LSD with a friend of his, and that friend shall remain nameless. And one of the clips, he's talking about showing a bunch of photos to his mom, and his nameless friend is removing some hits of acid from the aluminum foil that he was carrying them in. And then there's some other recollections about what his girlfriend did while they were tripping. So here, from officially the Creamy on the Inside Music Project, is a piece called Trippin' on the Cord.
Opening up this piece of aluminum foil, getting ready to take the